Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, every state has a university that focuses on agricultural research. In Texas, it's A&M. In Alabama, it's Auburn. In Indiana, it's Purdue. And they have what they call extension agents. Extension educators that they produce in their schools and that they send and post to the counties, to the areas, all over the state. They have people all over the state. Purdue University extension educator for Warrick County is Amanda Musselman, Amanda Bailey Musselman, in case some of her old friends are listening right now. And I was in that part of the world, southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, three weeks ago. You may remember I commented about that, and I saw how the drought was affecting that region and compared it to other parts of the eastern part of the United States that I'd seen. And so I found Amanda, and I've asked her to join us and give us a report on how bad the drought is there in southern Indiana and how it's affecting the farmers there. And we got kind of get an idea about how it is across the country. Amanda Musselman, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for the good work you're doing. I'm proud of you. I know some folks who helped bring you along, and they're proud of you too. Give us a report, Amanda, on how bad this drought is this year.
Generally back in April, we typically have typically 4 to 5 inch rains in April, and we just never did get them. Our farmers were extremely excited this year. We had a couple of wet springs. They got in the fields about 3 weeks early. Planting season went very well. We had some light rains during planting season, got a really great start on germination, and some really good growing rates before. Sometimes we don't get into the fields until the last week of May, the first week of June. So to be in the fields by that first week of May, end of April, was an exciting jump for us. But Mother Nature just turned that faucet off.
Right. How bad of a dearth did you get on rain?
We are about 13 inches dry from where we're normally at.
Wow.
Just to give you some perspective, we're only at 2 weeks into April, so August 15th, we had the rainiest month on record in 2012. I mean, that's going back to January data. And we're only 2 weeks in this to supposedly our driest month of the year.
So things have been flipped around, haven't they?
Yes. We've just seen an extreme flip. Here in southern Indiana, we can get the fields about 2 weeks earlier than our northern counterparts. When the drought really hit, when those 3-degree temperatures and air cooled down at night, you know, we're seeing 80 and 81 overnight temperatures here. We were in pollination stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that
kind of pollination doesn't like that kind of heat. The bees won't come out when it's that hot, right?
Yeah. Corn can self-pollinate itself without the use of pollinators, although it typically helps.
Yeah.
Those corn tassels will develop pollen, and they fall down to those silks, and each one of those silks ends up into a kernel of corn.
Right.
And we're just seeing a wide progression. We have had full aborted ears where corn didn't even put ears on its stalk.
Wow.
It was so stressed.
Well, I was there the first week of August, and the corn looked like it should have looked the first week of October.
Yes.
It looked like it was ready to be harvested in many cases.
By the start of our fairs, our county fairs generally start the end of June, its moisture was such a priority for the plant that it had curled its leaves so tight. It almost looked like the top of a pineapple.
Right. No,
it's
exactly.
The only way that I could describe it to my counterpart.
So how bad of a hit has corn taken in your area? And I'm going to say your area is probably pretty representative of much of the eastern half of the United States. How bad is the corn crop?
I have had people that it's hardly going to be worth the fuel that's going to get in it because they can't even find ears.
Yeah.
And I have people that are, I know one individual who cut it, he ended up with 40 bushels an acre. And we're expecting some corn, especially on some of our bottom ground, some of our best soil, be maybe near the 80 bushel mark.
How many bushels per acre is typical?
160 to 200.
So we're talking about a fourth to a fifth of the mm-hmm. of the. Now, when I was up there, in other parts of the country, farther south, I saw people harvesting their corn this month in August, which is unheard of, and they actually were harvesting corn. I saw the corn in the trucks. But when I was in your area, I saw people cutting corn for silage.
Yes. We are a heavy populated livestock area, especially with beef cattle herds, feedlot, and cow-calf herds here in southern Indiana. So the opportunity does exist to turn some of this corn into a feedstuff, which we are extremely short on hay.
With the drought, you don't have hay either, folks. You can't cut the grass for hay. So the silage becomes the hay. So the livestock gets fed, but everything equal and opposite reaction. Something's got to give somewhere, and what's going to wind up giving is the corn availability for food.
To a point, we were already expecting an increase in food prices with just being so short on corn stocks to begin with. That's why early prospective plantings from the USDA, those reports, expected us to plant a lot more corn.
Right.
And we did plant a record corn crop, however, and I would hesitate to say the eastern U.S., 85% of the United States, according to the U.S. drought monitors, is in an abnormally dry state.
Right.
We just have not seen the moisture across the country. Some parts of northern Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin are faring very well, but a lot of places in the state are also abnormally dry, and as we progressed in the summer, continually got worse. Just this Missouri, Kentucky, and the southern Indiana tip, we were in the worst drought condition for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The drought monitor, I didn't check it last week.
And the bean, by the way, we're going to take a quick break, Amanda. Very quickly, how bad is the bean crop?
The beans have a longer time to pollinate. They have up to a 6 week window where they can pollinate.
Yeah. Can
so
they come
some
back?
Of the rain
can, came. Can the beans come back?
Yeah, they. Right now we're in pod fill, so some of these rains should be able to help. But
I do have
some bean fields that just aren't going to do anything.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Amanda. Quick break, 20 after. We'll talk about the business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.